We're on the phone once again with Bob Culp of Culps of Stratford, and we've been talking about condensation in existing houses and how isonine spray foam insulation can stop that condensation. Why is that important to stop that condensation in a building?
Well, like we had talked last time, it's important because you have it shows you have heat loss, which is obviously not good for energy savings. But the worst part of it is if you get warm, moist building air to a place where it can condense on a cold surface, you have the potential for mold because there are always mold spores in the air, and it really is nature's way of decomposing the world so we're not stumbling around over 800-year-old trees. I mean, trees, mold, rot, it's all associated. And you don't want to have that in your building envelope. You want to have a dry building envelope so you don't start decomposing your house.
Mold is really a big concern, I guess, especially from a health standpoint. I know there have been some legal settlements, the statement mold is gold by the lawyers. Really, how big a deal is this?
Well, you know, it depends on who you talk to. Mayo did a study back in 1999 that said that 99% of all chronic sinus infections are related to mold. Other people say that, you know, mold doesn't cause disease, but if you have a rundown immune system, mold can be a trigger to asthma and other allergies and that kind of thing. It seems to be blown out of proportion in the building industry. There have been builders who've actually gone bankrupt because of mold issues, and you know, the settlements are way out of line with reality. Mold is not a bad thing in its place, but you got to have a house that's warm and dry. And again, with isonine spray foam, we think we can give you a warm, dry house where mold isn't a problem.
Now, if a homeowner wants to check their house, where's the best place to look in the house to see if you have mold?
Well, you know, a lot of folks call us after they go into their basement and they pull out, you know, where the first floor sits on top of the concrete or foundation wall. They typically have fiberglass insulation stuffed in there if it was done in a traditional manner. And a lot of homeowners will go up there and pull that out. And that's really probably the first place to check. And now that doesn't mean that it's proliferate all over. It doesn't mean it's occurring in the walls other places. But because it's almost impossible to put a good vapor barrier in that location, that is a place to check. And I would say that, you know, 25% to 30% of the homes that we have been in contact with would have some evidence of mold, blackening of the wood, and the like in that location.
Now, if they'd like more information or a customized proposal about isonine, how do they get a hold of you?
They can contact me at 800-285-2917. My email address is bob.culp@culproof.com. They can stop by at our office, which is 2.5 miles east of Stratford on Highway 153. And again, the 800 number is 800-285-2917.